Franklin in the Fishbowl, and I'm here with some guys talking about Windows Live and Virtual Earth. Mark Brown. Mark, hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
What's your title exactly?
Senior Product Manager for Virtual Earth.
Splendid.
Yes.
Angus. Angus Logan?
Yes.
What is your title?
Senior Technical Product Manager.
You two are interchangeable then, except for the technical.
He's probably more technical than I am now.
Well, yeah. He's got more writing on his shirt than you do, so that takes a level of technical expertise, I think.
You gotta be careful in Orlando, man. There's all these vicious kids. You fall asleep
amazing.
On a park bench and you wake up with
that.
Writing.
They're like, hopped up on cotton candy.
So this is what the kids are wearing today? Is that it? Or is this
I don't
is
know.
High
this
fashion?
Is what this kid's wearing, right?
It doesn't even make any sense. What is it? Is it like pig Latin? Is it upside down and backwards? Is it hieroglyphics?
Can't you read it?
It is upside down and
I think
backwards.
It's upside down and a mirror against it.
Is it? Because it sort of looks like writing. All right.
Anyway.
Well, you know, you could read it if your shirt, you find yourself with your shirt inside out and you were looking upside down.
Wow, but this is going sideways.
Yeah, this is a great idea. I knew this was going to be a train wreck. Dr. Neil, how are you?
I'm good, Carl. How are you doing?
That's why I asked you, because you're an expert.
I am an expert, apparently. Yeah. This week I'm an expert.
You were my first taste of Windows Live, because when Richard and I went on the .NET Rocks road trip in 2005, you and your guys put together like the first Windows Live Virtual Earth kind of automatic
road
diagram,
trip tracker.
Road trip tracker.
Yeah.
You had the little RV going like, and it would follow us. We actually had a little program that they wrote on a laptop that was connected to the internet, sitting on the table in the RV, and it would periodically send up GPS points. And you would take that and turn that into Windows Live data and show it on the website.
Yeah, and then we had that little map with the RV going around the country.
That was 2005. That was October 2005.
And the whole application was held together with little bits of sticky tape and string. And a bit like your RV, actually, by the end of the trip.
and don't forget web services, which were a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
So that was really bleeding edge at the time, wasn't it? Because it had just come out in 2005.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what the heck are you guys doing now in 2008, 3 years later?
Same thing. Less sticky tape, less string.
This has been an interview with Dr. Neil, Mark Brown, Andrew Logan. Okay, we're done.
I mean, that's really, you know, what's happening is some of the stuff that we pushed out early on, and we had tried to do, some of it didn't work, some of it, you know, we held together, you know, really thumbtacked together. That story's coming together now, so that it's a lot easier for everyone to do that. So you can build an application with .NET Framework or with some JavaScript, plug it together, and those components are more concrete, those components are more together. So you want to hook into GPS and push some GPS signals up to a file somewhere on a server.
You call it sticky tape, but you were really writing a lot of plumbing stuff for that particular project.
Right, and a lot of that plumbing is now being provided for us by the Windows Live platform.
And I hear that there's going to be an all-new web service layer soon?
So our next release, due out the early fall time frame, so sometime before PDC, big, big changes coming. So we're revving our entire Virtual Earth platform services, so the core VE services layer. And on top of that, we're going to have an entirely brand new web services framework, SOAP-based framework. And off of that, we'll be hanging all kinds of cool stuff, including a newly released ASP.NET control, which we're actually putting out a CTP of in July.
July. It's not coming soon. It's coming in July.
July.
I got schooled by an MVP on my blog for teasing when I said it's coming soon. I think it's Ken Cox. It's coming soon in July.
That's what July.
I didn't mean to tease you.
July is soon.
Yeah.
So, and then, but that web services framework would be fantastic, because you could essentially use that to write Virtual Earth applications in any language you want and consume SOAP web services.
Now, will the control just wrap the web services?
Yep.
Or will it be visual as well?
It will. The control will wrap the web services, but be hostable or dockable inside the toolbox.
Yeah.
In
I mean, think about you building your ASP.NET web application, got your web form, go to your toolbox, there's your map, drag it on to your page, size it how you want on the page, set some properties where you want it to start, what resolution you want it at, what zoom depth you want it at,
what map
properties, what map modes you want, set all those properties, Run it up. There you go. You got a map on your
without
page.
A line of JavaScript, baby.
No,
no code written yet.
And plotting points is easy enough.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And actually, that's going further. There's a whole bunch of other Windows Live tools.
Using Ajax to do this
kind
of thing?
Yeah.
No, the new version will not use any Ajax at all. In fact, this is actually kind of very cool because now you get rid of all the DOM limitations.
Well, the new version of the web services,
yes.
But the ASP.NET control will still use Ajax to render.
Right. If
to
I'm
do,
updating
yeah.
points on a graph,
correct. Yeah.
That'd be a nice
yeah.
feature.
Yeah. Correct.
For
yeah.
a nice
yeah.
Application for Ajax.
Anyway, so the ASP.NET server control, which currently wraps the JavaScript control,
yeah.
out in July.
Coming soon.
In July.
So what I was going to say is that's yeah. just one of the Windows Live tools that's
sure.
going to be exposed in a toolbox for ASP.NET developers. So there's other tools. In fact, CTP2 is already shipped. So you can go and get CTP2 now, and that has a number of Windows yeah. Live controls that you can just drag and drop onto your web form.
Such as?
Angus just did a talk on it, actually.
Yeah, so I just did an entire presentation. I was actually pretty chuffed. That means happy.
In Australia.
Translating.
I never would have known.
So I was pretty chuffed that when
I was chuffed once.
Yeah. We talk about that later, Carl.
Some kids knocked me down and wrote all over my shirt.
Can you use it as a verb, chuffing?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. But when I was building my presentation, I got the Windows Live platform stack.
Yeah.
And the slide, and I decided to cover every bit where we have either Microsoft-provided tools or community-provided open-source tools.
Hmm.
And it was like 80% coverage. Like I was quite chuffed about that.
Yeah.
All right.
So
and
why don't we actually tell them which tools you talked about?
Yeah, I use the contact control. Like we've got this little widget, it's JavaScript, it's a bunch of things you need to drop into your application if you're a non-.NET developer.
Contact?
Yeah,
so contact. So think of all the people, all your buddies in your buddy list,
okay.
in Messenger, in Hotmail, that you have in your contact list, in your address book,
okay.
and a control that you can drag that onto a page, and if someone's logged onto that page with their live ID, they'll see all of their contacts, and then they can start interacting with them on that web page.
And that's good for
say for example
kind of sites? Or?
Say, for example, you're browsing, well, you know, there's a lot of examples, but say a travel site.
Okay.
And you see an awesome package holiday, and you go, oh, we could go with my buddies on that. I'll pick these five buddies and send them a link to it. Bang, done, all without leaving the page.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other ones, like Live ID. So when you sign up for Live ID on your website, you need to register on one of our management portals.
Okay.
So if you drag this control into the canvas, then it actually embeds that sign-up page directly inside the IDE. So you're not kind of context switching.
Some of the other live services, besides Virtual Earth, besides the IM and Buddy List, search, obviously, that's something you can embed.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Can you do custom searches?
So yeah, the,
of
the
your
search.
Own sites?
Well, the search requires that you put in when you do a search, you can put in a search string, so you can modify the search string that occurs, and you could put a live search on your site that searches a subset of sites, or just your site, or the entire web.
Really? That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really
cool. Have you seen Tafiti?
Excuse me?
Tafiti. It's Swahili for research.
I was going to say, is that some Australian porn
it's
thing?
Like chuffed.
That?
No, it's like
chuffed.
Tafiti means
research.
It was built by Mark McCurry and a couple of other guys.
Oh.
And it's basically a big Silverlight front end
on
top of our search API. But instead of, like, when you do a search, you create research somewhere else, you save it all somewhere else.
And it shows
this
you
does
the
it in line.
It shows you the graphical renditions of the pages.
Yeah,
is
the
that
trees.
Yeah.
No, it shows you a tree of the results.
Tree.
Yeah, I think you're talking about SearchMe, which was a thing that went around in the past week or so.
No, I was thinking of this, but I got him confused. You're
yeah.
Right.
But
yeah, the search tree, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's graphical. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, but we took Tafiti and we open sourced it as part of our Quick Apps program.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 10 end-to-end open source apps.
Uh-huh.
And you can go and grab the code, rip it apart, resell it, do whatever you want within our OSI approved license.
Wow, that's cool. That's very cool. What else is what else are you guys working on?
So other live services, Instant Messenger. So you can actually put IM, web IM, straight onto your web page. So you could actually have an instant messaging conversation on the web page.
Could you limit who it's to? Like
absolutely.
Could you do a chat with the
with a salesman at the other end, or
exactly.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, it's
you
all
could stick it on your blog.
Yeah,
no, you can stick it on your blog.
Yeah, I think he has.
I think he's pretty chuffed at you.
I'm chuffed now.
We got a lot of 3D work going on over in the Virtual Earth team. We got four cities up now on the 2.0 version of our 3D rendering. So we got Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, and Denver. And then just this week we released Miami using the new 2.0 processing.
Now, what are you guys, flying satellites all over the place, your own satellites?
We actually manufacture our own high-res aerial digital camera, 216 megapixel high-res camera. And that thing,
you guys don't fool around.
We're not messing around. This thing's got eight lenses in it. Four are panchromatic, and then there's four color, red, green, blue, and then near-infrared. That near-infrared actually is allowing us now to model vegetation. So when you're flying through these new 2.0 cities, you're actually seeing models of trees, accurate models of trees now in these cities. And the texturing and the visualizations we're getting now using the photogrammetry process that's generating these wireframe models.
Photogrammetry.
Yes. Photogrammetry is a process where you take and analyze two or more images, and then using the image analysis software that we've developed, you can actually create models, wireframe models out of this, and then do all the texturing using the aerial imagery itself as a final step, and then, of course, adding in all your shrubs and trees. And
does that mean that you can actually, instead of just seeing the aerial view, you can sort of go down and look at things from the ground level, and it's sort of top?
You could look at it from 360 degrees in any at any altitude.
Okay.
So from the top of the building looking down, or from a street side looking up, any perspective whatsoever.
Wow. Tell them about the Vegas with the trees on the strip.
Yeah, so that's, well, I've just mentioned, yeah. So yeah,
the Xbox controller, that's the cool thing, man.
Oh, and then, yeah, of course, so you're in a 3D environment, so of course the best way to navigate through that is with an Xbox controller. In fact, if you bump into a building, it actually shakes the controller. There's a nice little touch there.
You guys are insane.
So if you're a mapping specialist, you can tax deduct your Xbox.
So we're going to go
controller
through.
Actually.
So we're capturing a lot of aerial imagery now using this camera, and we're going to go through and reprocess this stuff because it's this camera that's allowing us to create these models. So we'll go through and start reprocessing all the cities where we've captured that high-res aerial imagery.
Now you said, what, 266 megapixels?
216 megapixel camera.
16.
Yeah.
And is this higher resolution imagery than we'll see on Google Earth, or that we've seen in all the other sort of things? Is this like, what's the standard that you guys are womping on? Like, how much bigger, how much more detailed is that than what's
the resolution there? Is 3 centimeters, up to 3 centimeters per pixel. And that's from an airplane at 5,000 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
So bigger.
Crazy. Yeah. Bigger. So bigger.
I mean, good enough that you can create realistic 3D models out of it.
So, can you do me a favor and call me when you're imaging my house? Because I just want to make sure that my windows are closed and that I'm not...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not doing any...
Close the sunlights. You want to block off the sunlights inside your inside your house there?
Yeah. Make sure I'm not lounging by the pool.
I will... I'll let you know.
I like that one.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I think we should just make a note of that. We definitely want to make sure he's not lounging by the pool
definitely
when we do that fly.
Otherwise,
people would realize that he doesn't work most of the time.
I think people would be excited. If I knew we were flying over my neighborhood, I'd get out there.
Yeah.
They did that in Australia.
Yeah, did that. We did a thing called Look Up and Smile, where we ran an event on Australia Day where we did flyovers, took imagery, overlaid the imagery on Virtual Earth, and people put flags out.
I think
it'd
be cool. If I was a business, I'd put a big billboard on my roof.
Some people did. Right? Some people did.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you see stuff in these Virtual Earth things where there's like a weird shadow, you know, that people like get all these crazy ideas about, or, you know, like conspiracy theories, like the shadow of a stealth bomber or a UFO or something like that, or crop circles. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever see anything weird?
There's actually a website that has logged all of the weird things that you can see on Virtual Earth. I can't remember what it's called.
Virtual Globetrotter?
Something like that.
That does the celebrity housing.
Yeah.
Like you can.
Like a large shadow, a silhouette of a Pac-Man or something, you know? Something surreal.
Yeah.
So we've covered the Virtual Earth, we've covered contacts, IM,
Search.
What else is in there? Chuffed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got a pretty neat service called Silverlight Streaming. Like, you have tons of media right now.
Yeah.
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 And you would be paying a chunk of money and distributing that every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. what if I was to give you, 5 terabytes of outgoing bandwidth per month for free, dev.live.com/terms. Yeah. So, I mean, Silverlight Streaming Service, a little bit of a dent. But Silverlight Streaming is basically Silverlight developers want to deliver the best experience. Yeah. You can't do that if you have a bad connection. Or if your servers are located in one place and your customers are around the world.
Right.
So people can throw their video or their applications in the Microsoft data center, and then we stream it on a CDN. All for free, asterisks.
Yeah, what's that all about? Free until the bandwidth goes up to a point where...
Right, there's limitations.
I mean, Mr. Franklin, I would like to talk to you.
I'm a little chuffed about your bandwidth uses.
I'm a little chuffed, personally. And there's I'm new writing on my shirt today, and I have no idea how it got there.
I'm really fascinated that your phone makes a noise like this.
Is that awesome?
Is that the new Windows Mobile?
Yeah, it's my
custom ringtone.
No, I mean, it's free for up to 5 terabytes of outgoing bandwidth, right. and
you
5 gigabytes.
If I was Microsoft,
5 terabytes storage.
If I was Microsoft, I'd be, hey, .NET rocks. Let's hook something up here.
Yeah. Come see us.
And you just do that without any biases at all, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no bias.
I can see.
I mean, you could be J2EE rocks and we'd still offer it to you.
That's right. I'm not nothing special. That is pretty cool, actually. And especially for video, which is...
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, the transcoding in the cloud. Have you played with that stuff?
I
that
haven't.
Rocks.
Tell me.
So you can take a whole bunch of different video formats and... push them up to Silverlight Streaming, and the Silverlight Streaming service will actually do the transcoding for you, so they're in the right format to be served.
So you don't have to use the encoder to begin with.
Absolutely.
Do you get to use an encoder on the website somewhere and change the settings?
At the moment, it's just done for you. So you upload the video.
So you have no control over the settings, basically.
Right. Yeah. If you want to get a bit more detailed, do your own thing.
And you can still do that.
Use Media Encoder, Expression Media
Encoder.
Lets you take your video and.
What about Silverlight 2.0 integration?
It works with Silverlight 2.
It's done.
Yeah. It's there. It's there right now.
Just because of the web services and things like that, but what about anything that are Silverlight particular UI that you're doing?
It just works straight
just
out of
works.
The box. Yeah.
We got a Silverlight VE control coming soon.
Soon.
VE
Stop virtual. Teasing me, man.
Yeah, when
Don't
soon?
Tease me.
Come on, Mark. When soon?
It's not coming in July.
So not as soon as July.
What's
very,
the official
very much not
ship
as soon
schedule?
As there's nothing to announce yet, but we are looking at it.
You just announced it, dude. Come on.
Stop
when
teasing
soon?
Us.
It's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
We gotta get.
What's your email address?
It's alogan@microsoft.com.
Bring it. 425-753-7987.
Whoa!
Your exchange inbox is just going to be exploded by the time you get back to the
I
office.
I have a cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, is that your cell phone?
No, that's yours.
That's not my cell phone.
Certainly isn't mine.
No, I mean, the Silverlight control that was shown at Mix is pretty neat.
Yep.
Because what's happening is people want to build these full-screen Silverlight apps. And today, all we have is a JavaScript canvas. Mm-hmm. So you end up doing this kind of funky interop, and you don't get... all of the benefits there. So, I mean, what's the recording that they can see that in? Chris Pendleton?
If they go to my blog, actually, blogs.msdn.com/markbrown, I've got a recording of Chris Pendleton using Silverlight Streaming, by the way.
Nice.
Showing the Silverlight control at Wear 2.0.
Cool.
And also, I think if they go to the Mix08 site...
If you go to Visit Mix.
Visitmix.com. And
you can
actually
see the session.
You could actually get probably a much better recording of it there. I did it with like a little HD handy cam.
And that's all done in Silverlight too.
Yeah. So they can check it out, those two places there, and get an idea. It's silky smooth.
Now, is C-Dragon and Deep Zoom, are those part of the Windows Live thing, or are they just their own?
So they're built. So the Deep Zoom component is part of Silverlight 2. So
right.
The Silverlight 2 has Deep Zoom built in, and Deep Zoom is if
based
you want to think
C-Dragon,
right?
Right. So are you guys doing anything in particular with it?
Yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff going on. So when you get a whole lot of images and you deep zoom them, it creates an image pyramid.
Yeah.
So it creates that low res version and then all the way down to the high res tiles. So that's a massive amount of images.
Yeah.
So like storing that on your server, it may be a little bit of a drag.
Yeah.
So one of the websites that's been set up by one of our devs basically takes images from an RSS feed automatically Deep Zoom composes them, pumps them into Silverlight Streaming, so you could iframe it on your blog. So you could have like a 20 meg panoramic. It will, like, you just upload that to the server, crunches it, then you iframe it. That's photozoom.mslivelabs.com.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
So what is the Microsoft equivalent of the verb Google?
In Europe, if I'm going to send you a message, I'll MSN you, man.
Yeah. People MSN you.
That is a verb.
But what if you want to search? You know, people just say Google me. What's the Microsoft equivalent?
You know, I've noticed that actually people just search now. I less and
people
less
just say search.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people still use use it as a verb, you know, I'm going to Google something, but a lot of people are just search. You go to the web and search it.
Yeah.
I'm going to type that into the Windows Vista start bar, press up and enter.
What?
That just rolls off the tongue, dude, yes.
How are we doing on time? Are we good? We're done? We're done.
Anybody still watching?
I don't think so.
No, I think they went
what
a
closing.
Time.
We kind of built right up. Are we done, dude? Let's make coffee.
On that note.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is it time for coffee?
It is time for coffee.
Hey, so dev.live.com
is the one place
for VE, for all of the Windows Live stuff. Lots of blogs, lots of videos.
Yeah.
Open source code samples, everything.
And remember the independent communities as well.
Yeah.
Via Windows Live and via Virtual Earth. .com.
Yeah, they publish all the stuff we can't really publish.
Is that your blue steel?
That looked like Magnum.
Oh, that was Magnum. Yeah.
Mark Brown, Angus Logan, Dr. Neil Rudin. Thank you guys.
Great seeing
you,
Carl.
Yeah, Carl.
It's been a great. I don't know
good
what
see
this
you again.
Has been. It's been a good talk.
It's been a good time.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.